but tears are still running down her face. I put her up on the counter and crush up a little pink pill, mix it with some applesauce, and feed her the spoonful. She swallow it down, and I know it hurts her. I smooth her hair back. That clump of bangs she cut off with her construction scissors is growing back, sticking straight out. Miss Lefo can't hardly look at her lately.
"Please don't leave, Amy,"
she say, starting to cry again. "I got to go, baby. I am so sorry." And that's when I start to cry. I don't want to. It's just gonna make it worse for her. But I can't stop.
"Why? Why don't you want to see me anymore? Are you going to take care of another little girl?"
Her forehead is all wrinkled up just like when her mama fuss at her. Law, I feel like my heart's gonna bleed to death. I take her face in my hands, feeling the scary heat coming off her cheeks. "No, baby, that's not the reason. I don't want to leave you, but how do I put this? I can't tell her I'm fired. I don't want her to blame her mama and make it worse between them. It's time for me to retire. You my last little girl. I say because this is the truth. It just ain't by my own choosing." I let her cry a minute on my chest. Then I take her face into my hands again. I take a deep breath and I tell her to do the same. "Baby girl," I say, "I need you to remember everything I told you. Do you remember what I told you?" She's still crying steady, but the hiccups is gone. "To wipe my bottom good when I'm done." "No, baby, the other, about what you are." I look deep into her rich brown eyes, and she look into mine. Lord, she got old soul eyes, like she done lived 1,000 years. And I swear I see down inside the woman she gonna grow up to be, a flash from the future. She is tall and straight. She is proud. She got a better haircut. And she is remembering the words I put in her head. Remembering as a full-grown woman. And then she say it, just like I need her to. "You is kind," she say. "You is smart. You is important." Oh, Law. I hug her hot little body to me. I feel like she done just given me a gift. "Thank you, baby girl."
"You're welcome,"
she say, like I taught her to. But then she lay her head on my shoulder and we cry like that a while until Miss Lee folk come into the kitchen.
"Abilene,"
Miss Leifold say real quiet. "Miss Leifold, are you sure this what you?" Miss Hilly walk in behind her and glare at me. Miss Leifold nods, looking real guilty.
"I'm sorry, Abilene. Hilly, if you want to press charges, that's up to you."
Miss Hilly sniff at me and say, "It's not worth my time." Miss Leifold sighed like she relieved. For a second our eyes meet, and I can see that Miss Hilly was right. Miss Leifold ain't got no idea Chapter 2 is her. Even if she had a hint of it, she'd never admit to herself that was her. I push back on May Mobley real gentle, and she looks at me, then over at her mama through her sleepy fever eyes. She looked like she's dreading the next 15 years of her life, but she sighs, like she is just too tired to think about it. I put her down on her feet, give her a kiss on the forehead, but then she reaches out to me again. I have to back away. I go in the laundry room, get my coat and my pocketbook. I walk out the back door to the terrible sound of Mae Mobley crying again. I start down the driveway crying too, knowing how much I'm gonna miss Mae Mobley, praying her mama can show her more love, but at the same time feeling in a way that I'm free, like many, freer than Miss Leafote, who's so locked up in her own head she don't even recognize herself when she read it, and freer than Miss Hilly. That woman gonna spend the rest of her life trying to convince people she didn't eat that pie. I think about Yule May sitting in jail, 'cause Miss Hilly, she in her own jail, but with a lifelong term. I head down the hot sidewalk at 8:30 in the morning, wondering what I'm gonna do with the rest of my day, the rest of my life. I am shaking and crying, and a white lady walked by frowning at me. Paper gonna pay me $10 a week, and there's the book money plus a little more coming. Still, it ain't enough for me to live the rest of my life on. I ain't gonna be able to get no other job as a maid, not with Miss Leafote and Miss Hilly calling me a thief. Mae Mobley was my last white baby, and here I just bought this new uniform. The sun is bright, but my eyes is wide open. I stand at the bus stop like I've been doing for 40-odd years. In 30 minutes, my whole life's done. Maybe I ought to keep writing, not just for the paper, but something else, about all the people I know and the things I've seen and done. Maybe I ain't too old to start over, I think. And I laugh and cry at the same time at this, 'cause just last night, I thought I was finished with everything new.
We hope you've enjoyed this production of The Help by Catherine Stockett. Published by arrangement with Amy Einhorn Books, a division of G.P. Putnam's Sons, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Text copyright 2009 by Catherine Stockett. Production copyright 2009 by Penguin Audio, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and Books on Tape.